Okay, we are recording again. It is 9 o'clock a.m. We'll do a brief roll call just to make sure everybody is present. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Present.
Dr. Cornwall?
Present.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Barton? Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I am Judy Chepius. So all are present with the exception of Mr. Joshua Greer and Mr. Joshua Barton. Dr. King?
Thank you. This is the date, time, and place, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022 at 9 a.m., where the matter dealing with Yoslin Trepizano PTA, case 2047, is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Board members present for this hearing are, Judy, do you mind taking roll? And please state your name and your position on the board.
Yes. Dr. King?
Dr. King, board chair.
Dr. Bustillo?
Karen Bustillo, professional member.
And board vice president.
And vice president.
Mr. Leone?
Giovanni Leone, professional member and board secretary.
Dr. Cornwall?
Mark Cornwall, professional member.
And we've already established that Mr. Greer and Mr. Barton, both public members, are absent at this time. Dr. King, I believe you can continue.
Okay, thank you. Let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of the complaint and notice of hearing. The respondent's answer, if one was filed, and all pleadings of record. Will the parties please identify themselves, first the state and then the respondent?
Dr. King, members of the board, good morning. Mark Harris on behalf of the state.
Mindy?
Mindy Richardson, board investigator.
Thank you. And then is Ms. Trepizano present? Is there counsel representing Ms. Trepizano present? Okay, it does not appear that Ms. Trepizano is in attendance.
For the record, I would like to introduce myself. I am Monique Cody. I'm an assistant attorney general, and I am the board's independent advisor on this matter. So any legal questions that should arise, direct them to me rather than to Mr. Harris. Good morning. I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you, Ms. Cody. We appreciate you. Would counsel for the state verify that the respondent was properly served?
Dr. King, members of the board, yes. One of the exhibits that I plan on introducing during the evidentiary portion of the hearing is a copy of the complaint notice of hearing. It reflects that the complaint notice of hearing was sent to Ms. Trepizano's address of record, and the board's investigator, Mindy Richardson, will confirm that.
Thank you. And has the respondent responded to the complaint?
Dr. King, members of the board, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Is the state ready to proceed?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you. A hearing of this nature differs from court proceeding. The technical rules and evidence do not apply. Reliable hearsay evidence is admissible. The board will entertain objections concerning irrelevant, repetitious, and otherwise inadmissible evidence. However, the board is the sole judge of the weight given of the evidence received. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears the burden of proof and shall go first and present its case. Then the respondent shall present their case. After it hears all of the evidence and the arguments of the parties, the board will deliberate and decide whether to dismiss the case or take appropriate disciplinary action. At this time, we'll swear in the witnesses. So, Mr. Harris and Mindy, do I swear you in, Mr. Harris?
No, actually, the only witness, at least the state plans on calling, is Ms. Richardson.
Okay, so Ms. Richardson, thank you. Ms. Richardson, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Before hearing testimony from witnesses, are there any preliminary matters that the board should consider? Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
It does, Your Honor. Dr. Cohen.
Thank you. And this is, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. King, members of the board. We're here today because Ms. Tapazzano has not complied with a consent agreement that she entered into with you back in March of 21. Pursuant to that consent agreement, she was placed on probation for 6 months. During the period of probation, Ms. Tapazzano agreed to pay a civil penalty of $150. Retake and pass the Arizona jurisprudence exam, as well as complete 6 hours of continuing education in the area of ethics. To date, she has done none of the terms of probation that she agreed to. In attempt to find out what Ms. Tapazzano's compliance plans were, in November of 21, which is 2 months after the terms of probation would have expired had she complied, board staff reached out to her to see what her intentions were. There was brief communication. Ms. Richardson will go over that with you during the course of the state's evidentiary presentation. But ultimately, she did not continue to communicate with board staff, and this matter was placed on the board's December agenda for consideration. After receiving an update from Ms. Richardson, you remanded this matter to formal hearing. On February 1st, a complaint notice of hearing was issued in this matter. As previously mentioned, it was sent to her address of record. Since that brief communication in November, Ms. Tapazzano has had no communications with the board regarding this. So at the conclusion of the state's case and at the appropriate time, the state is going to ask that you consider adopting the factual allegations set forth in the complaint notice of hearing as your findings of facts and the allegations of unprofessional conduct as your conclusions of law, and consider issuing an order revoking Ms. Tapazzano's certificate, because through her actions, it appears that she has demonstrated that she no longer wishes to be a certified physical therapist assistant. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. And if Ms. Tapazzano was here, this would be where we would ask her to make a statement. As she is not here, we'll move forward. Would the state like to call its first witness?
Thank you, Dr. King, members of the board. The state would like to call Mindy Richardson. And Dr. King, I am going to be referring to a number of exhibits when speaking with Ms. Richardson. I just want to make sure that the board members have those exhibits in front of them, or that they're accessible, so that if you'd like, you can follow along with my questioning.
Thank you. Board members, the exhibits make it known that they were placed in our board drive. So please refer there for the exhibits that Mr. Harris is referring to.
Does everybody have access to those exhibits?
Mr. Harris, are they titled Dates, Exhibits, Formal Hearing 2047?
That sounds correct, yes.
Okay.
It's just one document, correct?
There is one document that should contain five exhibits.
Okay.
Or five attachments, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks to be about 29 pages.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Does everyone have access to that before we move forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, is it okay for me to proceed?
Please proceed.
Thank you. Ms. Richardson, can you please state your full name for the record?
Melinda Richardson, physical therapist.
And Ms. Richardson, is it okay if I refer to you as Mindy?
Yes, that's fine.
And Mindy, are you the board's investigator?
I am.
And as the board's investigator, is one of your responsibilities to monitor compliance with board orders?
Yes, it is.
Are you familiar with Ms. Tapazano?
Yes.
And is she a certified PTA?
She is.
And do you know if in March of last year she entered into a consent agreement with the board?
Yes, she did.
Mindy, can I ask you to take a look at State's Exhibit 1 and tell us if this is a true and correct copy of that consent agreement?
Yes, it is.
Could you please summarize what she agreed to do?
The terms of her probation were to complete 6 hours of continuing education in the area of ethics. She was to pay $150 in a civil penalty, and she was to take and pass the Arizona jurisprudence exam. And I believe it was 6 months of probation. Yes, 6 months of probation.
So, Mindy, she had 6 months in which to complete those three terms of probation?
That's correct.
And, Mindy, to the best of your knowledge, has she complied with any of those terms?
No, we have no evidence that she complied with any of the terms.
Did you attempt to contact Ms. Tapazano regarding her compliance?
Yes, I did on several occasions.
And can you describe those occasions with us, please?
I had a brief phone call. I was able to get a hold of her on or about November 28th of 2021. And following that conversation, I sent her an email to the email of record. Just highlighting the conversation that we'd had, she was informed that she wasn't in compliance. I'm looking at Exhibit 3 at this point. I can verify that that is an email, the email that I sent to Ms. Tapazano. She was informed at that time that the matter would be placed on the December 28th board meeting for review. And then I had an additional follow-up attempt to make contact with her without success.
And as you mentioned, Mindy, your email communications with her are referenced as State's Exhibit 3?
Correct.
And in one of your emails, you acknowledge having a brief conversation with her?
Yes, I did. It was November 28th.
Was that the last conversation that you had with her?
Yes, it is.
And did this matter go before the board at its December meeting?
Yes, it did.
Were you present?
I was.
Was Ms. Tapazano?
No, she was not present.
Do you know if she was notified of the board meeting?
Yes, she was. She was notified.
Mindy, at that meeting, do you recall giving a summary of Ms. Tapazano's compliance with her consent agreement to the board?
Yes.
And did you prepare some materials for that presentation?
Yes, I did.
And is Exhibit 2 a true and correct copy of the report that you presented at the December meeting?
It is.
Do you recall, Mindy, what the board did at that meeting?
After due consideration, they remanded it to formal hearing.
And Mindy, can you please take a look at Exhibit 4? And is that a true and correct copy of the complaint notice of hearing that was issued?
Just yes, it is.
And Mindy, do you know if it was sent to her address of record?
Yes, I have confirmed that.
And Mindy, as of today, has Ms. Tapazano complied with the terms of the consent agreement?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Has she reached out to you at all about this administrative hearing?
No, and I confirmed with other board staff members that she's made no contact with them either.
Mindy, thank you. Dr. King, members of the board, at the appropriate time, the state would like to move into evidence state's exhibits 1 through 5. I did not reference exhibit 5, but I would ask that you just take administrative notice of exhibit 5, which is just merely a copy of the act of unprofessional conduct that is set forth in the complaint notice of hearing. And with the admission of the state's exhibits, the state would then rest.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Are there any additional witnesses, or you're resting?
That is correct, Dr. King.
Okay, thank you. And noting that Mrs. Trapezzano is not present for this meeting, and we'll move forward. Are there any discussions or questions for Ms. Richardson by the board? Okay, hearing none, this concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will now hear closing arguments.
Excuse me, Dr. King. I recommend at this time that you go ahead and formally admit the exhibits into evidence.
Thank you, Ms. Cody. I formally, is that a motion that we need to make to admit them, or do I just admit them?
You can admit them on your own authority.
Okay, thank you. So I will admit exhibits 1 through 5 into evidence as presented by Mr. Harris.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ms. Cody. Okay.
Dr. King, this is Dr. Quano. I'm sorry. I do have one question for Mindy.
Okay.
Mindy, you indicated in one of your emails to her that her email was incorrect and that she needed to update it. Do you know if she did update her email?
I had deferred that inquiry to Ms. Chepius because it is an administrative matter.
Okay. So, Judy, do you know if she updated it?
Dr. King, if you don't mind, we would probably need to swear in Ms. Chepius if she's going to provide testimony.
Okay. So, Ms. Chepius, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, so, Mr. Cornwall, did you have a question for Ms. Chepius?
I'm just curious on whether or not she updated her email address or physical address after Mindy requested her to do that.
Ms. Trapezzano's email address was updated for her by staff, by myself. I updated her email address.
Okay.
As well as provided Ms. Trapezzano instructions on how to change her physical address if necessary within the system through her e-licensing portal.
Okay, so she gave you her new email and you updated it for her. Okay, thank you very much.
I updated it based on the conversation that Ms. Richardson had with Ms. Trapezzano using that email address that she requested Ms. Richardson reach her at. I noted her at that one.
All right. Thank you.
I do have one question as well. Do we know if she is still working in the state of Arizona?
In the conversation I had with her in November 28th, she indicated she was not working in her physical therapist assistant role. She was looking at a medical technician assistant. She was looking at changing careers. And so that was the nature of our conversation.
Great. Thank you.
Ms. Richardson, it's Kelly. Just one confirming question. So we did try to reach out to her and send her information via her new email address as well as her physical address on file.
You can see in the email chain, the first notice that I sent her was November 13th, was not responded to, and you can notice the new email address. After I talked to her, she gave me the new email address. That's when I told her, hey, look, you know, you still have this old one in our database. You need to change it. And then Ms. Mm-hmm. Chepkis took over and arranged for the email and physical address to be changed.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the witnesses? Okay. Mr. Harris, would you like to present a closing argument?
Yes, thank you, Dr. King, members of the board. You know, these are never, you know, fun cases or, because our goal is always to work with the professional on whatever resolution is both appropriate, in regulating the profession as well as in the interests of the certificate holder. In this case, Ms. Tapazano entered into a consent agreement and, it's unfortunate that it may lead into a result in the revocation of her certificate, but we're only here today because of her actions. Board staff gave every opportunity to Ms. Tapazano to resolve this short of today, whether it was to put before you a request to modify the consent agreement to give her additional time, whether it was to allow her to voluntarily surrender her certificate. But she's a professional, and as a professional, she takes on the responsibility of following our statutes and rules, and she failed to do that. And as a result of her actions, we are here today. And because she has simply chose not to be regulatable, I ask that you consider adopting the factual allegations set forth in the state's complaint notice of hearing as your findings of fact. After doing so, consider adopting the allegations of unprofessional conduct as your conclusion of law. And after having done that, consider adopting an order revoking her certification to practice as a PTA in the state of Arizona. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Having heard the testimony and reviewed the evidence and discussion of the parties, the board will now discuss the case. The board can begin with general discussion and entertain motions. Is there any discussion?
I move that we adopt the motions outlined by Mr. Harris.
Okay.
We so do those one at a time?
Yes, Mr. Cornwall. If you could do findings of fact first would be great.
Findings of fact. So I move that we adopt the findings of fact as outlined by the state.
Second.
Okay. So to clarify, your motion is to adopt the findings of fact and the factual allegations submitted as the state's exhibits in the files. And Dr. Bustillo, you second?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay. We'll call them the vote.
The motion before you has been moved and seconded to adopt all factual allegations in the complaint as findings of fact. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Mr. Cornwall, your next motion will be to adopt the conclusions of law.
I move that we adopt the conclusions of law.
Second.
Okay. So to clarify, the adoption of conclusions of law complaint makes alleged violations in paragraph 3 and 4 of the state's exhibits. Is that correct?
Yes.
The motion. Thank you.
Dr. King, members of the board, I'm sorry to interrupt. The reference to the paragraphs are actually 1 through 3 on page 4 of the complaint.
Thank you. Paragraphs 1 through 3 on page 4.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. Can we call the vote, please?
It has been moved and seconded to adopt all of the alleged violations as set forth in the complaint as the conclusions of law. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Members of the board, the final issue for discussion is the board's order. The board may consider the following actions pursuant to ARS 32-2045 and 2047. To issue an advisory letter, to issue a non-disciplinary order, to issue a decree of censure, issue an order of probation, restrict the licensee's practice, suspension, and revocation.
I move that we accept Mr. Harris's recommendation of revocation of Ms. Tapazano's certificate.
Second.
So we have a motion to revocate Ms. Tapazano's certificate as a PTA. Is there any discussion? Okay, we'll call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to revoke Ms. Tepezzano's certificate as a PTA. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
This concludes the formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on the parties. The parties will have further appeal rights that will be explained in the board's order. This concludes this matter. Thank you for attending. Mrs. Cody, thank you for being available for us.
You're quite welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Judy, you need to stop recording and start again.
We may as well. That would be a good idea. We're going to stop the recording at 9:28.
Okay.